Let's do it. Let's do a fourth one. Only two left in this series and season. Let's do a theme song.
Loitering in Wonderland, Westworld Review.
Hello, citizens. Welcome to Violent Ends, LAW Westworld Review, episode 42, Beyond Westworld 104, The Lion. Roar. I am Lion. Hear me roar. For some fucking reason, John Moore is at a celebration for a race car called The Lion. I forget what the actual full title of this is called. The Lion, who cares? Some couple that he knows is getting married. Why the fuck is he here? Why is he happen to be everywhere the robots are being sent? This is just the most coincidental episode. Every show in this era needed a race car episode. And it drives around the track and then it blows the fuck up. And it, yeah, it kills the guy, right? It kills the girl's husband? No, paralyzes him. It paralyzes the girl's husband. He's fucking paralyzed now. And then some science dudes say it was Westworld tech that caused the wreck. And there's our goddamn story. That's why John gets involved. It's just so dumb. He's just there all the time. And, okay, now the next, I'm pulling up the episode as I'm talking right now, and I just saw my favorite scene. That's why I paused a bit. It's goddamn, it's great. It's literally the next thing. So John Moore does his favorite thing, because I think in these last two episodes he does it a couple times. He goes to the hospital and he yells at the cripple for not helping him find the robot, as if this guy needs to give a shit about that. The guy is in a hospital bed, cannot move at this point. It turns out he's only paraplegic. He's not quadriplegic, but he's still in the bed right now, like can't move because it just happened. So he needs some time to recover, and John Moore's in his face like, you need to help me find the fucking robot, you piece of fucking shit. Keep your goddamn company working. Make your mom and dad do it, you sack of shit. Fuck you. I need to find a robot. Oh, boo-hoo, I can't walk. My life's over. You can find, help me find the fucking robot, okay?
Look, if you don't care about anything else, think of Lion. Lion Star needs you to build that car.
Lion Star. He's yelling right in his face about finding meaning to his life. Instead of being like, hey, I know you're really in a touchy spot, man. Like, it's going to take you a while to get over this. I'm not trying to press you, but I'm worried that your company and your family's in danger here. Instead of trying to pull his heartstrings a little bit and relate to him as a person, he's in his face screaming at him. The man is unhinged. Throughout only five episodes, it makes me wonder where he would be at the start of season two. I think he would be eating the robots. He would be finding them, killing them, and eating them. I don't know, like depraved and masturbating on them and then eating them or vice versa. I don't know. The man is a goddamn lunatic. He's like a Riggs in a Lethal Weapon. Or is it Murtaugh? Whichever one Mel Gibson plays. Man, why am I blanking on which one's which? Anyway, my sick brain right now. Not sick overall, but just I'm not feeling that great right now. He's just screaming at him. It's fantastic. Oh, dead air. Oh, I gotta go.
And before his unfortunate...
Here's the okay, that's the end of the screaming, but he does it for a while. Moore offers for Delos to fund the Lion Star to that guy's stepdad, or dad-in-law, because they're not married yet, but whatever. So basically, it's the guy, the cripple guy, his fiance, and then her dad. And that's who runs Lion Star. So this guy's out of the picture. Now he's going to the dad, and he's like, Lion Star will fund it, and if you and your daughter are behind it, we'll keep moving with it. Because it's like a car with like new upgrades of technology, I guess, even though every time we see it, it blows up. There's a fire in the episode, and that takes out the father. And I wrote down, he dies due to heart attack. Oh, wait, he's alive, because I don't think anyone dies in this fucking show. But he's in the hospital now. So this girl has her dad and her fiancé in the goddamn hospital. The husband and father are almost killed, but Moore is still talking her into continuing Lion Star just because he's obsessed Nay, I would say he's addicted to finding robots.
I told.
Here's the. Oh, man.
Your father was no accident.
What do you mean?
Look, the reason Delos offered your father the money to continue with Orion is because we have to find a man named Quaid.
You used my father?
It's not what you're thinking. This Quaid wants to take over the Lion. He wants it so badly he almost killed Corey and your father.
And your father. He's such a sack of shit. Man, he is a sack of shit. It's just, it's unbelievable how many people he's willing to bulldoze on his way to finding a robot. All to stop them from blowing up a stock car. Who gives a shit? Quaid, we finally see Quaid. He's working with the professor from Gilligan's Island. I don't know why he's working with him, but he doesn't leave his side the rest of the series. He's right there. I don't know if he's a robot. We don't know who the fuck he is. He's never really introduced. He's just there now. It's like he's part of the furniture now. He's just there, and he's a sentient chair. Pamela and Moore, they're almost blown up in a bus. At this point, I was thinking, like, because Moore comes there just in time to save Pamela. I was like, are there five Moores? Because he's fucking everywhere he needs to be where there's danger. He has like a spidey sense. Everywhere there's danger, he just appears at the last second and saves someone. He's just constantly right. Either A, he has spidey sense or a superpower of some sort. Or B, he's in on it. There's no C here. Because unless the C is there's five John Moores and there just happen to be, like, you go follow this character. So they just happen to stumble upon all this shit all the time. Otherwise, he's in on it, which I'm starting to lean that way, which would definitely be a great plot point if it ends up being he's in on it. And he's just pretending right now until they get to the big one that he's going to fail with. That'd be cool. And see, that would be worth keeping the series alive if it takes a complete tonal shift and goes into that. Some guy driving a car almost hits him. A chair falls over. Why did I write this down? I don't know. A chair falls over. Oh, that's why I wrote it. So, guy driving the car almost hits him. The fiance in the chair, in the wheelchair, falls over, and they're all like very slowly trying to pick him up. It's hilarious. Anyway, I guess someone jacked the brakes on the Lion. So, and they think it was the maintenance guy. Well, they don't think that. But when you see the maintenance guy for the first time, you go, well, clearly that guy's the robot because he has complete control over this goddamn car. And he's pissed that he can't drive it. But very clearly, it's the maintenance guy. He's like, someone jacked the brakes. Who else handled the brakes? Well, just me and the maintenance guy. And it's not me because I almost died right here. So... anyway, we'll figure out who that robot is. Like, okay, John. Are you tired and not using your brain because you're just tired from going all over the place all the time, saving people at the last second? Is it hard because you're sharing five memories at the same time? I don't understand why you can't figure this out. But Pamela catches Corey practicing on a wheel with handbrakes, and she scolds him. Like, you're not really going to go back out there. You're 12% of a human body right now, and you want to go back out there. And I'm like, yeah, at this point, kind of fucking let him, really, because you're just going to kill the remaining 12% of his body. Like, is that really that much of a loss? Compared to, like Dale Earnhardt died, hits a wall, crashes, dies. Sad as shit because he was very well, he's able-bodied. If Dale Earnhardt were in a massive injury and could only use his eyes to drive, like Stephen Hawking, he's just looking at the road and the car is going that way and he crashes and dies, you're not going to be like as sad as he would be as if he just was full able-bodied. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, oh, that is sad. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, he got to do – you start to justify it a little bit is what I'm saying. And yeah, let him fucking drive it with a hand thing. Who cares at this point? The rest of this guy's life is going to be fucking miserable. Just let him enjoy this little bit of fun. Just who cares, you bitch. Pamela, you have nothing to do with him anyway. But it's like a scene like she caught him jerking off. He's like, no, I wasn't doing anything. Hey, even though my dick doesn't work, I'm, hey. And then later he tells his wife that he's, that she's not going to race and he's going to race with the ham thing. I guess they installed that real quick. It seems like a bit of a thing to install, but it's just suddenly there. And then, whoa, you'll never believe it. The mechanic is the robot. And I was like, no shit, who else is left? And then the robot storms off and quits. And Quaid thinks it's perfect because it got the robot out of harm's way after he did all the damage. And then they're driving around. And then Quaid and Pamela realize that actually it was the other guy, the mechanic, not the mechanic, but the other guy, the one who crashed earlier, not the husband, the other guy who almost hit them. He realizes that the paint is made out of something flammable. I forget what it was. So they realize what's going to happen is it's going to overheat the car and blow up. And then they start showing NASCAR. Like, this is a NASCAR track. This is the Indianapolis 500 at the end. Because it's like the winner of the Indianapolis 500. I'm like, no, I thought those were like qualifying. Because it is in the middle of the desert, two cars going around slowly around the same bends over and over and over. Oh, Oppenheimer realizes that the paint is made out of.
It's a paint chip. Must call about 2:30. After that, it moves in.
And then John Moore interrupts the Indianapolis 500 in a beater car and to get between the two cars so that it doesn't, because the goal was to have the robot car hit the one that has the flammable paint and have it blow up. To what ends, I don't know. I don't know what they accomplished with this. I don't know what they're doing and why he's doing it. Quaid, I don't know what you're doing with this. Why are you wasting your time with this? But then Moore gets in between them and blah, 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 blah. Saves the day. I don't even have the ending of the episode. Let's find out together. Oh, Daytona 500. Sorry. Oh, the car blows up. The robot car. So he blows them up with a car. And then it says Corey Burns wins Daytona 500. So, sorry. It wasn't Indianapolis. It was the Daytona 500. Still, there was two cars, and then one car interrupts the race, and then I guess that's not a part of Daytona. Like, fuck it, well, he found a loophole. I guess he can race too. What? He's 400 laps behind. How's he gonna, okay, whatever. I hate this episode. I really fucking hated it. Again, I give us a 3, which I almost never do. But it just drove me crazy how stupid it was. And the fact that they're passing it off for anything else. Unless this was supposed to be the qualifying laps for on this track. And then we're going to do the Indianapolis. And that's what we're seeing the headline for. But I don't know, man. The fucking way it reads. And especially talking about that Super Bowl episode. The way this reads is that was the Daytona 500. And it's real dumb. Either way, that doesn't really save the episode if it's supposed to be that. Like, it's stupid. It's stupid. Why is Quaid doing this? Why are you doing this? I demand to know. We only got one episode left. The Lions sucks. Has a 4.7 on IMDb, which is the lowest one, I think. Although this last one has a 4.6, so never mind. Until next time, and in the meantime, I'm Phoenix West. So long, citizens. Only one more to go. Take over.